Time now for our community connection for the day. I've got Sarah Eckel in here today. How are you? Haven't seen you in a while.
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing well. So we're talking about Prairie Harvest Fest coming up at the end of the month. And so what's your role with the Prairie Harvest Fest?
Well, I'm on the board. I've been on the board for a couple of years now, and I help with a couple different things with the vendor show, parade, and probably one of the really crucial pieces is the volunteers. Trying to promote that and getting coordinating that piece for the board, and you know, because it's volunteers that make things happen.
Absolutely, yeah. And this is a huge event. I mean, it's what, 4 days, 26th, 7th, 8th, and 9th, going on at the end of the month here. And stuff is I'm just looking at the schedule of stuff going on, and there's stuff happening every hour of every day. On Saturday, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Sunday and Monday, it calms down a little bit, but Saturday's the big day.
That is the big day, and it's all hands on deck kind of day, so many hands are needed, and many hands make light work, as they say.
Yeah, absolutely. So if somebody was interested in volunteering, I mean, how would they go about that?
Well, they can visit our website, prairieharvestfest.com, and click on volunteer, and there's a sign-up sheet on there, or email info@prairieharvestfest.com, and we can get them lined up for that. We need volunteers for a number of different things, actually.
yeah, because it is super busy. Starts at pretty much 7 a.m. on Saturday.
Yeah,
for the Green River Park for registration for the Russ Kinship 5K, and that kicks off at 8, and then it goes all day long up until the fireworks at dusk that day. So you just need a lot of hands to help out.
Yeah, and actually the need starts earlier in the week with setting up the event, you know, days prior. So there's, you know, moving tables around, setting up tents, doing, you know, we have to mark off put some tape down for the vendor show on Friday. So there's lots of different things happening leading up to Saturday as well as the day of. So, you know, people have time to help with setting up. That's an option. We also especially need people on Saturday with, you know, watching over some of the activities and help with things like, you know, garbages, man. We, you know, there's a lot of food, you know, and people like our food, man. It's going to be delicious, but that also means a fair bit of garbage. So, you know, we need things as simple as people checking garbage cans and, you know, rotating those out and, you know, keeping, you know, the space, you know, functioning.
Absolutely, yeah.